Today we bring you one of your highly requested styled evergreen episodes with topics from each person in here. Headlines with headliners.
Up in this place.
Can we have a conversation about the song? Can we change the song, please?
Why are you trying to change my song?
You better have a better song.
Hey.
Yeah. She wears panties, I like thongs.
Hey.
I smoke my weed out of bone.
Hey.
Yeah.
Joel, Kanisha, and Tehran.
Okay, go ahead.
If you think you're better than us, what kind of drugs is you on?
Hey, that meth. No, that was an ad.
No, but see, you started your bar.
Oh, no, that was a meth. I mean, a meth.
Kanisha's back.
It was your turn, and then we just gonna wait for Joelle to be like,
oh, wait.
Something. I do not freestyle.
I do not like music. I don't like this stuff.
Oh, no.
I don't want to sing your song.
There you go. Play along.
Hey. Joelle, just play along. Hey.
Get it off the calendar. So this could be a four person song. I just ate was brought to you by Maria Menounos. Phenomenal popcorn.
Yes, it is.
It's better than the popcorn at the movies.
It is. But
because it's free. If it wasn't free, we would not eat that popcorn.
I don't know. That popcorn is
let me see that napkin. This is the thing. The thong song. I don't know if you guys know this, but
LeBron James.
No.
Okay.
He made Cisco did a LeBron. LeBron, 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 LeBron. You've never heard the LeBron song?
What?
Yes, that Cisco redid this year. Yes, they played it on KJLH.
What song did, hold on, they just did a remix of the thong song and didn't have Cisco on. I think Ludacris did it. But then they're going to do a remix and hopefully have Cisco on, because people were like, how is Cisco not on his version?
Disrespect.
First of all, the
disrespect.
That's
what happens when you sell the rights. Right?
He doesn't own the song. It's just like Pop.
But it's like
Pop didn't have Uncle Luke, and Uncle Luke was mad, and he's like, "What?
It's
we
a
don't need
guy's pop culture moment. You're not just going to exclude the person who like started it, created it.
You
it's
say
rude.
That, but you don't have the budget. So since it's not your money, it's easy.
You
to
might
say
talk
stuff.
About
see
the
how
budget,
nobody heard that song,
but the masses. Like when the game did Celebration, mm-hmm. and they didn't have Bone Thugs and Harmony mm-hmm. in it, I tore down at least two Tower Records, okay? Not only that. Not only
story.
That. How are you going to take out the favorite part? We having a celebration. How are you going to take out Wake Up, Wake Up, Wake Up? Like, every time I heard
that's
I got mad. Get up, get up, get up. Come on.
Your checks and come up.
I love it. But yeah, so then he went back and had to do the remix and have all five bones. Sometimes you get four bones, three bones, but on that he had all five bones, okay?
Like fingers.
Listen, crazy, lazy, busy, wishing flesh.
Wow.
Flesh the one people don't be remembering.
Hold on. Yeah, so you hard. Remember all those? Yeah. What are your first five amendments?
Wake up and I see that my amendments are not for me. They were for the white people in the house. I was just a slave, you see. So F you, my freedom of speech. I know that's like number five, or that's when I think I plead the fifth, so I don't have to tell all my lies. I know the right to bear arms, okay? Freedom of speech.
That's all. We're looking at one and two amendments.
Mm-hmm. She said the fifth?
Yeah. Fifth.
What is the fifth?
You can plead that.
You don't have to incriminate yourself.
That's the fifth.
I know. Well, trust me. I've been waiting that for a long time.
One, two, three, four.
Fifth. Classics.
Bruh, man.
Yeah.
Fifth.
I know.
Today. On Headlines with Headliners. Before we get going, I want to introduce who we are. I'm Nate Jackson. You can follow me on the internet at Mr. Nate Jackson. I have two things that are going viral.
Oh.
One is a little Uzi Vert roast. It was time.
Yes. And you talked about his time. Vampire outfit.
Well, he said,
can you give us just like a little taste of what's going viral? Give us a little taste of
yeah, sure.
Your
I said little Uzi Vert in that outfit looks like his coochie stings. So
you called him little Auntie Vert, and I cried.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so it's doing good. And actually, this is the thing, like those video, the split screen video roasts don't do crazy numbers, but they
generate a lot of new followers.
Yeah.
So, at least for me, everybody doesn't have the same experience, but Worldstar shared it, and overnight I gained almost 2,500 followers. So
that's great.
There's that.
Snaps.
You can give me this. Like a little kid.
I am like a little kid, especially when I'm talking about Black Boy Joy. then the second thing is one we just made right now. It's like it's not conventional in the sense of like it doesn't fit anything else I've already shot. And I shoot a lot of skits. This is just pandemonium, okay?
Yeah.
Girl comes out, finds a condom, accuses me, and presses me up about it, and...
It's so ridiculous that
you're in it with a taser, though.
I'm in it, and no, I got a full fledged injury on the job. Yes. 30 seconds into filming, and I'm not talking about a broke nail.
Tanisha
the skin
broke her
meat
nail
is
and
hanging
ripped
off.
The meat, not all of it, but just like a little bit.
It's so like, it looks like a mouth.
Ugh,
not,
girl.
Like a little tiny mouth, like maybe a tadpole mouth.
Keep the band
what
on,
I didn't
please.
Understand about that video is how you allowed Kanisha to actually have a real working taser.
First of all,
did
all the weapons
it?
In the video were mine, by the way.
The knife,
they
the
were
taser,
all came out of my car.
The cane. The only thing that wasn't was the towel.
Yes.
Son.
And we found that on a trip walking around together. She's like, what could you kill someone in here with? I was like, I don't know.
I was trying to get people hit with anything. I was trying to hit them with the Christmas tree, but there
like,
was a gift.
And that's close to people's faces. Like, I was like,
that's what everybody kept saying.
And that taser's not.
So the legal limit is 50,000 volts and or 75,000 volts, and mine is 150. So.
Well, tell me spilling yourself on the mic. What? Girl.
Allegedly.
That's how you get
allegedly.
Caught up.
No. I do. I plead the fifth, but you already told us.
We made her throw it away after the skit because it was twice the strength that
actually
the police
throwing
have.
Away a weapon, you're supposed to turn it into the police
station.
No,
we untwisted
actually,
the prong, stepped on it, broke it down to 17
actually,
pieces.
Actually, now you've broken it down.
We threw it into
federal.
Different trash cans. Thank you. We threw
now
some of it away in Oregon, some of it away in California.
You got rid of it like a burner phone?
Yes.
Yeah, we threw it out on the I-5. It's done.
It's great.
Yes, but it is a fantastic.
So those two
video.
Things are going viral for you, definitely.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
And Mr. Nate Jackson. With me, we have the beautiful...
Hi, I'm Joel Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joel Monique every week, blackgirlnerds.com, every Wednesday at Schmo's Note.
I feel like you should say your name slower.
Joelle. See, now I'm not surprised that she loved Bone Thugs. She got that speed on
what
her.
What is your
she
name?
So fast. Joel Monique.
There it is, people.
You know what?
Hmm?
I wonder... I am the Northwest Peter Piper champion, but I feel like you would give me a great freaking run for my money the way that you talk.
No
how are
way.
You a Peter Piper champion?
You didn't know I was a Northwest Peter
Let's
Piper champion?
It.
Do you go to see
Let's
Fair? I am the reigning
like
queen.
Like literally...
The Peter Piper champion. I've held the title for 24 years.
Can we
Let's
hear
show it? Out.
Okay, so...
Peter Piper.
Nobody could say it faster than
what
me.
What is it?
The Peter Piper thing. Nobody could say it.
Okay.
Say it slow first, Twista.
No, first, if you hear it slow first, then it's not
it's only fun. Impressive if you say it fast after you say it slow. Even Twista rap slow before you speed up.
Which one do you...
Peter Piper picked up...
Peter, shut up. No, not you, Peter.
What is it?
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers did Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, where are the pack of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked?
See, that's the whole thing. I would have never. I never. Yes,
First of all, I didn't know the pickles were pepper. I didn't know they had pepper
so
on the pickles. So I'm learning.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers. A pack of pickle peppers. A Peter Piper picked. A Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers. A pack of pickle peppers. A Peter Piper picked.
That's pretty fast.
I'm pregnant again.
Did you gulp?
I'm pregnant again.
That was very fast. Because
I tried to take a sip but didn't know that she was going to literally be
within
done in
the sip,
2 seconds.
She was done.
So, yes.
All right,
wow.
One more time, Nene. This time I'm going to time you.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on. This time I need to record this. Hold on.
Ready?
Live on TV?
Hold on. We need to get this. I need to get this.
Everybody tuning in.
Yeah, because this
My
is real.
My mouth is about to win.
This is real. Okay.
I'm the Peter Piper Champ.
Okay.
Do it at an up angle so I
Peter
look skinny.
Piper Challenge, go.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers, a pack of pickle peppers that Peter Piper picked, Peter Piper picked a pack of pickle peppers, a pack of pickle peppers that Peter Piper picked.
Oh my gosh, 5 seconds.
And I had a hair bubble in my throat, too.
Yeah, I heard you breathe in after.
Oh my gosh.
Peter Piper left a pack of pickle air bubbles in your eyes.
But I bet you can't say, I'm Joel Monique Fassman. I'm Joel Monique Fassman. Black Gunner.
I don't have Peter's rhyme memorized. So I couldn't do that one. But I can do like, I do a lot of like,
oh, we're having a showdown!
And warm ups and stuff and like speech team.
Okay.
Things like that. So I could do.
Meet her on her plane.
One of our enunciation tricks. Let's see. To sit in silent silence on a deep, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block.
Yay!
Now, you're supposed to say it slow first.
Okay. It's to sit in solemn silence on
slower
a deep,
than that.
Dark dock.
No, like this. To sit in solemn silence. Yeah, what is it?
I don't know if I can speak that slowly. Okay. To sit in solemn silence on a deep, dark dock in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from
slow
a cheap...
Down. She's reading up.
Sorry.
Awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp...
short, sharp shock. You gotta get the S's out faster. Short, sharp shock with a cheap and chippy chopper from a big black block.
That sounds like somebody breaking somebody out of prison and you waiting for the break jail.
What was it? Pestilential?
Pestilential prison.
Pestilential prison.
Pestilential prison.
And my cousin's there.
That is great alliteration. That is great alliteration.
My cousin's in the pestilential prison.
Cell block four.
Incredible.
That's good.
Okay, so where can they find you on the internet?
I was ready for another one. Listen, no.
I want you guys, don't know the same one. Otherwise, I could be like, whoa, we have a winner.
Sorry.
We got Peter Piper Champ and the pestilential prison champ in here.
They fit our personalities. I feel like yours is very intricate and detailed. Mine is on some BS.
Right, yours got pickles in it, and that's your life. It's a nice story. Shout out to Lenny.
Aww. Everybody, you can find me at Kanisha Is Comedy. That is K-A-N-I-S-H-A, Is Comedy, on all social media outlets. Get ready for me, Everybody Digital. My comedy special is getting ready to drop. And I got so much stuff going on. And Kanisha versus John Cena on ADD. My TV show is getting ready to drop as well. And it is about to be bananas.
Yeah.
B-A-N-A-N-E-S.
I can't wait for your show.
Oh.
Yeah. Pestilential prison.
Presidential prison. A pestilential so different. They asked me for my last meal. I want Peter Piper. So come and pickle my peppers in this pestilential prison.
Why is the show so lit? Can anyone understand? Look, can I say something about what goes on at After Buzz and BHL and that
After
whole family?
You tell them who you are.
First of all, I am Teron. Literally, I am Teron. I can't speak incredibly fast. I do say a lot of incredibly dumb shit, so follow me. I am Teron all across the social atmosphere. Here's the thing. Other shows right now are talking about, like real serious issues. Like, down the hall, in this hallway where they have shows, every show, I watch a lot of the shows.
Yeah.
People have valuable insights in life, and yet we're over here dancing a doo-doo brown. It's so lit, and we have, like, one of the best shows at BHL. So, shout out to BHL for providing us this platform, this wonderful platform to do what we do.
Yes! It's a platform where Peter Piper can pickle.
I would like to say
his pickles in a pestilential prison.
And all Peter Piper pestilential prisons aside, and today's show starting off with some silly. We've gone over some deep stuff in here, and based on today's Evergreen episode, what we're doing is each one of the four of us will have a topic that we will bring up, and our engineer for the day, who's helping us produce the show, is going to have to be on the fly. The same way we're freestyling, they're going to have to Google and drop all these pictures in, and we're going to put together a full show. Right now, we're already kicking ass.
So, who wants to go first? Who goes first? Nate.
No, ladies first.
Ladies first?
So my mama taught
gender
me.
Equality, bro.
I don't do gender equality.
I've been
equality.
On a topic before, but now I'm not sure if I want to talk about something. Okay, yes. can we talk about Miley and her, like, she, okay. So for those of you who don't know, Miley at one point tried to make a song called Jay's. Miley Cyrus. Okay. She's on Hannah Montana. And then she did Jay's on My Feet, which is a horrible, just awful song.
I actually really like that song.
I hate you for it.
Jay's on My Feet.
That was awful.
That went in.
I've never heard this.
You've never heard Jay's on My Feet?
So currently, Miley is now anti-hip-hop. She's like, I can't deal with the misogyny in hip-hop, and I don't want anything to do with it, and that's not really my kind of music anymore. And old girl, like, no, you just didn't belong here in the first place, and then for you to just be like, no, it just, it's frustrating.
I seen her in concert with a penis unicorn head, so how can she say anything as misogynist, and she is a complete fool. I seen her hump Beetlejuice on stage
she
and
sure
Robin
did, girl.
Like,
she sure
I
did.
Seen her ride a magical ball sack. Like, how can
and
she?
And the thing that pisses me off is, like, I rooted for that, Miley. I was like, look, y'all gotta let this 18-year-old girl do what she gotta do. Like, she's, like,
nipples
having a sexual
free.
Awakening.
Yes.
Like, she's just experimenting with stuff. She, like, went back to the cartoon artist from Ren and Stimpy and, mm-hmm. like, He's done a bunch of stuff. But he did all the designs for her show. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It was like an artistic expression. And so to hear this shit...
Can we please find her like up in
Beetlejuice?
Just
old white lady. Just like, I don't want to hear the misogyny. It's like...
She was doing sketches where she had all she did was run around with rappers. Then she had her whole little rapper phase. Mm-hmm. And I hate the fact that it's like you can have a phase with our culture and all the stuff and then turn around and just dismiss it. And I don't like that.
So frustrating. Like she grew out of it. I was like, fuck that. No.
I think what happened is her father's voice finally prevailed. Because for years she was breaking his achy, breaky heart.
I didn't even know she's talking to her.
And so now. He's back in her ear, and he's like, you know, when do you outgrow this thing? I told you so. I told you it was a phase.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate.
People are like, no, your daughter's a mud shark, bro. It's too late.
So it's interesting that you guys bring up this point, simply because three things. Number one.
You came up with three things right then?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, you said that. You're upset that she says that I can't deal with hip-hop because it's misogynistic. Mm. Is hip-hop misogynistic?
That's not the point, Ron.
Is hip-hop
misogynistic? It is okay, sometimes stop. Misogynistic.
Sometimes? Okay.
Not all
that's
the time.
Every artist has a different
sure.
voice.
But most of the time, hip-hop is misogynistic to the point where we don't really even listen to a lot of female artists. That's number
you
one.
You don't listen to a lot of female artists.
No. People
as the
don't.
Masses.
Men
I'll give you that.
Like, women lie.
Companies
numbers
don't
lie.
Pick women to be top 40 rappers. Yes, I will agree. But if you're listening numbers to hip-hop, lie. If you're listening to hip-hop on your speakers, in your YouTube, like a lot of the kiddies do, not paying attention to radio, then there are a ton of female rappers.
There
like,
are.
You got Samus Music is coming up. You got No Name Gypsy coming up, who's just the bomb.
Sure, and those numbers don't reflect an entire fan base. So
yet.
What it is misogyny prevails in hip-hop. Now, I'm not saying it's good, it's bad. I'm not speaking on it. I'm saying what you're saying about this is because, number two, the concept of hip-hop is that even though it is a minority art form, it's all-inclusive. It includes everybody, the person who can't be heard. So as a minority, as a woman, she has the right to be in hip-hop and then want to leave hip-hop. And number three, when Miley joined the hip-hop movement, people were on top of it. It's not like people weren't for it. So when people were listening to Miley Cyrus and then she grew out of it, are you upset because she is able to conveniently grow out of it and that we as a minority are supposed to be boxed in? Because that's the right. And when you were bringing up like, oh, all the stuff she did on stage and she wrote a unicorn ball and all that stuff. Well, as a woman, like if a woman decides she wants to be a stripper, that's fine. But me as a man should not push a woman to be and be like they only should be strippers. So if she wanted to express her sexuality and empower herself that way, I can understand that because I use the word nigga in a very similar way. But I would be very remiss and upset if a Caucasian person used it. So I understand like when a woman wants to empower herself sexually that she should be able to do so, and I shouldn't judge her for doing so and say, well, you acted like a hoe, so I should treat you like a hoe.
Ain't nobody in here judge Miley Cyrus for being sexual, specifically not at this table. Like, no, that's not what we're talking about. The frustrating part of Miley being like, I'm done with misogynistic rap is the idea that that she had to have come in not knowing the history, not knowing the fact that like rap has always been in some way or another misogynistic, not understanding how specifically as black women we have to navigate our love of rap, our love of hip-hop culture, our love of the music that we make.
Carefully.
With these horrible...
It has not always been misogynistic, but go on. Let's not act like the 80s was a misogynistic time for rap. It's not like when they were rapping in the cyphers and it was just about feel-good music. And that's what it was.
I recognize that it got progressively worse, specifically when we hit like the gangster rap era of the early 90s, but... We also say that like women have been exploited in rap for longer than gangster rap has been all around. Yeah.
Well, the turn of it was N.W.A.
I didn't feel like Tribe Called Quest
is after gangster rap, and it
no,
never
it's
involved
not.
With
whoa, Mrs. I Need History. No, it was not. Tribe Called Quest was before gangster rap. Let's not do that.
When are we talking the start
We're
of gangster rap?
We're talking about gangster rap is something that emerges from Los Angeles coming out. With a mainstream force in the 90s. So when you're looking at Tribe Called Quest, that was the fit right before. In fact, that's
when did the Tribe Called Quest first album come out?
Tribe Called Quest came out in like 89. Like Tribe Called 89 is
splitting hairs.
89 is
if Gangsta
when they put together their first
tape. Comes on 89, then, can't call no, me 2 years?
Yes, you can. Because okay. In hip hop, that's a chapter. So 92, we're talking about Doggy Style in 94. So when Tribe Called Quest drops their tape and then goes mainstream in 91, that's what we're like. You're like, oh, okay, now Tribe Called Quest is dropping Low Life Beats or whatever it was called, and like dropping an album. But that was a movement, like that happened.
I think.
Let's not forget, it's Uncle Cool Luke. Like That. I'm Cool Like That. Yeah, Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke was a movement too. The South Florida music was coming out before any of the rest of the South was supporting hip hop.
That's when the Two Live Crew. And
that's when Freak Nick was popping.
You're absolutely correct.
That's when Florida put two cities on the AIDS map.
And that was a whole tour. But at that time, before that, we were looking at New York as being the mecca of what rap is.
Yeah, but it wasn't always. That's why I said each artist has his own individual voice. Mm-hmm. Because you can say Tribe Called Quest, and I can say, well, what about Busta Rhymes? He's been keeping it real the whole way through.
Busta Rhymes actually started out with that crew, backpack crew, and then moved on to his own music.
Because he wanted to talk about women.
I think it's got progressively worse since about 95.
Sure.
But, and then now
I can definitely agree with that. Where it originated and when it started to go down.
And what it is now is ridiculous.
But my argument isn't that rap is not, or hip hop is not misogynistic. It's that Miley Cyrus says it, and we're all like, oh, why are you saying this?
No,
you can't say this.
No, not that you can't say. Look. White women, if you want to call rap misogynistic.
I didn't understand the correlation between you using nigga and this, so now I do.
Yeah. I think, like, anyone on the face of the planet can look at rap and say, like, that has misogynistic elements and tendencies. But if you're going to be involved in the culture, then don't be shocked by it later. And I think that's just what pisses me off. The idea, like, oh, well, now I understand fully, like, it's misogynistic, and I don't wash my hands clean of this entire culture, and it's.
So
and
you're saying
it's a lot of people that glorify down on it. Being that, you know, when people fake gangbang and glorify being out of the hood, all these things, and they want to be hood so bad, then you go drop them off in the middle of the hood, then they're just so shocked and they run off to freaking Glendale, I don't know, and they you know.
What you say?
Exactly. Yes. And change their whole perspective on it. You know what I'm saying? It's a weird, like, I don't feel like we have the advantage, I don't care what anybody says, the privilege to disconnect ourselves from hip-hop no matter how hard we try.
We don't.
And why would we even want to? And that's my problem.
I mean, I would never want to.
If you can find elements, like, if misogyny is your problem, like, you're not hurting for good hip-hop music. Like, there's plenty of really great rap music that is not misogynistic.
And she do it all under an umbrella.
And for you to, exactly, and just to dispose of an entire culture because
you
found...
And to call all of hip-hop misogynistic. Man.
Exactly.
Let me explain something really quick. I'm not disagreeing or agreeing with Miley Cyrus. I'm actually simply disagreeing with Joelle. See, my problem isn't with Joelle's assessment of what Miley Cyrus did. My problem is specifically with her version of why she's upset about it. Now, if Joelle said that it's a form of privilege that Miley Cyrus was able to do this and say this and throw hip-hop under the bus,
that's what
I don't understand, which is why I didn't say anything to Kenesha. But what I'm saying is, we can't just single out, oh, well, this person did something. And I'll tell you why. We do that often. It's not like when you go and look at Drake and Kanye. Mm-hmm. Right now, it doesn't say rapper on their bios. It says music, musician, pop star. Why? Even when black artists succeed in hip-hop, they don't want to be labeled or boxed in as rappers anymore.
Right, but Miley was... Dude, the hell are you talking about? Dude, Miley was never boxed in as a rapper or identified specifically as a rapper.
I think you missed my point. What I'm saying is, if we ourselves treat our music in this way, where we have more acclaim for other music, then maybe other artists are going to pick up on that. That's why I get mad when I feel like black men put down black women. It's because I'm like, if you treat black women like that, what do you think other people are going to talk about black women?
Which is a good point, but we got to go back a little bit. Yeah. And what you're saying about the artists identifying with wanting to be called artists, you can look on an Instagram and see it in the gray writing under that, but as soon as you go to iTunes, you got to go to a genre.
Exactly, and you got to pick. And they hate that. And so Miley Cyrus had
they
a form of
that.
Artist.
I'm not going to look for 3-6 Mafia in the rap school.
3-6 Mafia doesn't hate it.
Even at the record store, you go by genre.
The mainstream rap artists, the Nicki Minajs.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's money. They're pop artists. They're not even true. They're
like,
pop artists.
They're like, why?
Drake is a pop artist. He's an entertainer. He's not.
She could deal with it at that point. But Miley Cyrus was definitely genre hopping. Mm-hmm. And she jumped into a genre that is so culturally strong and actually identifies with a specific culture so tough that for her to say, oh, I'm cool, it's basically saying I'm cool on that culture as well.
Yeah.
That's why people are rubbed.
And you know what? I agree with Nate Jackson as well. And Kenesha. I just don't agree with Joelle Monique. Do we have a problem with that?
I do, because the way I see it, this is how I see it, man.
If you start disagreeing with black women, then ain't nobody going to agree with black women.
When it was a 3-person show, it was me over here and y'all two over there. Now that it's 2-2, this is the South and y'all... y'all are the East Coast. If this was rap, this you are the South and we are the North. If this is the Civil War,
this is the, and why we are must you the North? Free. Why did you win and why are we slave owners?
Because yeah. I want to be free and not be no slave no more.
And I'm from Chicago, so.
That's why. And you are dressed like a slave. That's why. You look like you just came out on Massa Porch and read a little bit of newspaper upside down and you don't know how to read.
Oh, snap.
That's why the room is split in half.
But it's actually, it's very interesting.
Real quick, just this is some breaking the fourth wall here for a second. It's hot as
fuck. Oh, my so God.
Tarai's sweating.
I never sweat.
Why don't you take off that burger?
No, it's so hot. Hot in here.
It's summer.
Nah, I don't blame that light. Like, we are all under light. It's harder for me because of that light. Really, I have the most like zombie out of everyone in here. You all right?
You look like he...
I don't want you to hip-hop and pass out, man.
It is hot.
Pass out on a wrecking ball.
And you know what? You know what actually makes me sweat more? You know when you take a shower and then right after you like...
Yes.
Like you sweat more after the shower? Mm-hmm. I showered like right before I came here. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like because my hair is a little still wet. Like it's like, yo.
There's a secret to that.
Why that little jab?
You got to rinse with ice cold water afterwards.
I'm Jabby McGee today.
I'm an amateur boxer.
Look, y'all, rinse with ice cold water after you get out of the shower. You'll sweat less. Your pores will close up.
Never.
All the listeners
never
watch us.
What she meant
from
she
here on out, you're going to have to listen subtly. There's going to be layers to this show. There will be the main conversation that's going on, and then there will be my silent jabs.
Side note, we ate onions and fell asleep. Is my breath hot?
I didn't eat onions.
Okay.
You
so said what?
I told them, hold the onions. I'm cool.
I love onions. I was sitting over there scarfing those
like
things.
Like a little vampire.
Like a scarfer.
Slayer.
Joel.
Mm. There he is. Trump back to war.
No. So the point is, Miley Cyrus just moved out of rap. Bye. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So, Miley.
Yes, bye. Even though you're really welcome here in the first place. Even though I held you down and was like, you gotta let that little white girl experiment. This shit was some bullshit.
That's who's the maddest. The people who fought for her inclusion in the first place.
You know what?
I was like, let her feel sexually liberated. When people were like, Miley is an idol and she needs to like be good for the kids. She's screw it. She's 18 and she needs to express herself.
That's why I want to see. This is what I wanted to explain. She wasn't mad. That's why I didn't say a word to you.
Why? Because I wasn't mad when she was actually rapping?
I knew why you were... Yes, because we had this conversation. Listen, I knew why you were mad.
I was upset when I heard you.
I knew why you were mad. I don't mind that Miley was rapping or not rapping. All I'm saying is this. Can we get to the root of the realness of why, Miley, this has happened?
We were rooting for you.
We fought for you versus blacker people.
Because little B or little Uzi or little somebody stuck their big old black dick in Miley. And Miley's really upset about it. Like, let's get
you think she's heartbroken?
I think she got, you know that achy, breaky heart?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got achy, breaky dick. She's now like, I'm never listening to hip hop again.
She got achy, breaky Richard.
Look, he might be onto something because she did just hook back up with Liam. Like, right before this. Then
Liam Neeson?
No, Hemsworth.
Whoa!
Hemsworth.
You better say last names. I was like, no, that is ridiculous. He's old enough to be her daddy.
You say that, but I know for a fact that it's not the old, like, Liam Neeson, like...
That's my husband. That's what I was about to start tripping.
Miley definitely Liam's like, hooked I have up a with one of
specific
our...
specific set of skills.
One of our comedic friends who's a little older as well. I know for a fact.
Yeah.
So Miley's not over.
There's an old man you know that took her down?
I mean, he's not old, but...
Is he older than Liam Neeson?
He's not older than Liam Neeson, but he's definitely someone you'd be like...
She was hanging on some long, saggy balls. Belong to grandfather Claus.
Yeah. I have a specific set of skills.
So. Yeah, so did he. So did whoever dicked down Miley.
So that's why you're mad. That's like, you know what it is? It's just like the people that voted for Trump are more mad at Trump than anybody.
That's what you're mad about. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, you're the Trump voter. You vote him in, and now he does what we told you he was going to do, and he's proved you wrong. And every element of your life, work, social, all of that is spoiled by the fact that you wore your little Make America Great Again hat.
Exactly. Look at those pictures of Miley. Miley's so great. Look at her tongue.
I never said that.
Meanwhile, he's giving Russia our nuclear codes.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
I still think Jay's Iron Feet is a trash song. I was not repping for her rap career. I was repping for her to express herself in the way that she felt was necessary. It does not go
on. It's a fun song.
Sweetie, no.
Here's my thing about
how's it going?
Miley went back.
I could not tell you.
Put the song up. Put the song up. Jay's
Please
on the
don't
feet.
I beg you. Miley I implore Cyrus. You
there
not
she
to.
She is in front of an old school.
Yes, I was going to get into that.
See the photo right here? This is the old her.
Yes.
This is Noah. This is not Miley.
Yeah, so the little sister's going down the wrong path.
If homegirl grew up in Sherman Oaks, why is she with this photo? It's just, it's a little bit of a triangle.
Because she can afford
so the little
person
sister
to make it look like
is
that.
Now
singing. She
hood?
Was on the MTV Movie Awards singing a song, the song that's for like kids. It's like, I don't give a fuck or whatever. Like, but she doesn't say the F word. She said,
so
it's
then
something
you
about profanity. So my thing is this. First of all, three. When it comes down to getting back with Liam,
yeah.
I'm sure Liam has something to say. Like, we're not bringing any blacks to the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no.
Liam had a...
Liam's
says,
Australian. Aren't they cool with everybody?
No, Australians have a big blacks. Race problem.
No,
I did not know that.
In
Australia,
the original Australians, the aboriginals of Australians were black.
I didn't
they
know
got rid of
they
them.
Got,
that
they
don't
were
have
kidnapping
a problem.
Their yeah. babies.
Yes.
And it's called the lost generation.
Yes.
They kidnapped the babies and then would place them in white... families and
yes.
then make them breed out by making them
yes.
marry white.
Oh,
they would not
bad.
Be allowed to
that's happening crazy
interact with each other. So on your feet.
You have heard this in the club and you dance to it on couches.
Hey.
Not I.
Hey. Hey.
It's because Juicy J and he did this right after they won their Grammy.
He sure
yeah,
did.
He did. Yeah, he did.
Wait, no, there are a couple of things in his Grammy. Because he won the Grammy for Hustle and Flow, right?
No, he won an Oscar, an Academy Award
You're
for
right.
Hustle and Flow.
Cost.
Which was funny because he won, 3-6 Mafia won, and Jon Stewart, who was hosting, was like, 3-6 Mafia won, Martin Scorsese, zero. That was my favorite
it's a stunning hosting
moment ever. It was amazing.
Okay, so that song is trash. I don't care what you, I'm not even a fan of Juicy J. Yeah. I didn't like that.
I don't like Juicy J. I don't like his flow either.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Mike Will made it.
That,
the
can't deny
beat
that.
Is the beat is fine.
That's what I'm saying.
Because Mike Will is literally
and most
Ray
of us,
Sherman.
You know, do beats. They love beats. Secondly, we got to get into the sister situation because for her to say that maybe the possibility of her pulling out of black culture because she feel like her sister's going down the wrong path. Why do we have to? Why does hip hop have to be associated with the wrong path when it's a bunch of rock, metal, all the, and they run around doing meth and jumping off of buildings? And
yeah,
like, why do we have to be?
Yeah, but hip hop is in a very dire, like it's in this particular place right now where we've gone from rapping about the pusher and celebrating the drug dealer to now they're all rapping about being on drugs.
Well, what Wale said, which I thought was perfect, he said we went from drug dealer music to drug user music. You know what I'm saying? He was like, we're drug addict.
Well, let's make that one of our topics. Let's discuss. We should discuss the state
I'm just
of
saying,
too.
If a young person right now wants to get into today's hip hop, it's gonna come with a whole bunch of dabbing. Doing drugs, getting
Scissor,
high, popping
this,
Molly.
Well, it doesn't. It's
Molly
help, it's
Percocet,
to, well,
which go hard, by the way. Yeah. That song goes hard.
I actually really hate that song.
I love that song.
But I think it's...
that song go hard.
That's a really good song. I'm not even going to lie. The beat is just sickening.
I do not
sickening.
Like that song.
Why?
Or the beat.
It's because it's Molly Percocet.
How can you not like the beat?
It just
I don't
terrible.
Like it.
No, you don't like the
can
Molly,
we get Percocet Molly
Percocet getting pushed.
Guys, we have 10 minutes. Let's get to the next topic. Whoever wants to throw out the next
okay.
topic. But I do want to say that Miley probably doesn't want her little sister getting piped down by the same niggas that piped her.
No, it's going to be fine, y'all. Down. She got money.
She's going to she be all piped. Right. Like,
she's gonna
be pipe
okay.
it up.
Money solves everything.
And I just want to go on record and say it's nothing wrong with getting piped up by a beautiful black man.
Hit it up
this
top.
Is not a negative thing.
No, 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 no.
Okay, Amber Rose with your slut walk speech.
Hold on, Kanisha. It isn't a negative thing when it's you, because like when it comes to little Noah, you know when the little
he
white girl gets
Noah.
Used. And we know and we all know what happens to her. It's not the same beautiful thing. It's we painted your face, Picasso.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, wow. Yeah. This is, no,
still nothing wrong with that either. I love
oh my, okay.
I don't know about the level of misogyny in hip hop, but there sure is a lot over there on that side of the table. Isn't that right, Joe? We're killing them.
Yes.
All right, so the next topic. Let's let the lady
topic?
Go first since we have
down.
Enough time to do it.
You know what I'm upset about? People having an attitude about The Rock running for president.
I do have an attitude about it, and I refuse
Dwayne
to apologize.
Johnson?
Yes, I would love for him to be the president.
Well,
he's running for president.
Why?
Well,
why? What would he do
no,
for you? What would he do for you other than look pretty in the office?
He won't be giving out our codes. He won't be destroying the nation.
How
I feel like
know?
He, because he's The Rock and he has good in his heart.
He's a Republican.
He.
He's a Republican. That's what I'm saying. Nobody researches like what will The Rock do for you?
What's
like
his platform?
If Dwayne The Rock Johnson has a good plan, like I'm gonna listen.
I
like,
think maybe he would be for education. I think he would be for women's rights. I feel like he would be pro-choice. I feel like
sounds
that he
like
would,
a Democrat.
Right, but that's a lot of implying and a lot of I think because of really dope characters. He's like,
think therefore
look,
I am.
No I'm one was happier than I was when The Rock pulled that helicopter down from the sky. In Fast and the Furious. It was amazing. It was like maybe the best moment of my entire life. Like, I lived for this moment.
Did you want to say spoiler alert?
No, what? I don't, because it's months of... Look, a too month. That's all you get. If Joelle's on the show, you get a full 30 days to watch whatever the crap it is. Otherwise, I'm spoiling it. I don't have time.
He pulled a helicopter out of the sky.
But could he be our president?
You have to keep talking.
I don't think
this
so.
Other
he has no political like aspect.
Everything you're saying about him is somebody that's president now. So that no longer is a deterrent.
But we don't
for me.
Like this guy. No. Why do you want number two?
Because The Rock ain't racist. And he doesn't run his shit by race.
Kanisha just wants a president she can masturbate to.
I already had one, actually. Oh, again.
Right. Because George Bush is at you. Wow.
Actually, I was a Bill Clinton hoe. What are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about Obama. I threw it a different way.
Him too?
No, not everybody.
Who was not a Bill Clinton hoe?
I don't feel like I was.
I'll tell you who was crazy. A Bill Clinton hoe.
Michael Lewinsky. Hey.
It's just one of them
she
days.
She sucked his ding-a-ling.
Yeah, but... And let's not act like when she's look. There's a lot this of girls out here. I am. There's a lot of girls out here sucking niggas' dicks who work it.
Can you watch your language?
Never, Curse. I love it.
What do you mean?
They gave us a full rundown of what not to do. We do 92 out of the 100 things anyway. Can we not make it?
But we don't do the 8, right? Baby steps. Baby steps.
There's a few we don't do, but we do. There's a lot.
What you can control.
No, how about we can't control the air conditioning this month?
You're over here looking like...
Is that an issue? Are you so high?
Have you ever seen the end of Frosty the Snowman when he's just melting away?
I'm literally melting
you
right now.
Like,
and I'm twice your size.
Jacket.
I'm cool.
You got layers on.
Listen, it's
if
not
you
the layers.
This in court?
Listen, I play basketball and don't sweat like this. I'm guilty.
What did you do?
No, Your Honor, I didn't do it.
Something happened before you got here.
No, it's the shower.
Talking about misogyny.
This is his alibi right now. You were late. Now, we've been here since 4. Check the board.
I was here earlier,
you got 20 minutes to make your crime happen.
Sheesh.
You like you did 100 Jumpin' Jacks.
Yeah,
well,
I did, though.
You
put a full wallaby jacket on.
Man.
Wallaby?
Man.
That's in here, an otter's fur. This is
right. It's going to look like a tarantula.
We decided... okay.
Hey, joke of the day goes to me. I'll take it. Tarantula.
Tarantula is
okay. It's rain and rain.
What's spiders. What's the other question Joelle wanted to ask?
Spider.
Oh, okay, so
hold on, real quick. We decided The Rock shouldn't be president. I don't care. Like, if
no, I'm cool. I'm cool. I need somebody who has some
qualifications.
Yeah, give me a political background. Something we can track. Foolish. Some type of... Because we can see when somebody's full of shit. And for some reason, people can't see that. And they think no track record is good. It's not credit. So, I want somebody with a track record that we can look at, see what they voted yes or no on, which way do they swing.
I would rather have Michelle Obama back.
She already said she's running for president, but if she did, I would for sure be down for that.
She said she was cool, but things have gotten so ridiculous now, she could literally be like, hey guys, I was, yes!
I actually want to see Michelle.
Go to the White House for president.
And unfortunately, most of America still wouldn't feel that way.
No, most of America
loves Michelle. What are you talking about? Her numbers are insane.
I think that if Michelle Obama ran, America would not vote.
She should go to the highest court in the land anyway.
If Michelle Obama ran, she would be the first woman president of the United States. And white women would be mad as hell.
I would disagree. I would disagree. Oh, and you know what? I've already won money that Trump was going to win. So I would I would take that bet.
Yeah, but you bet somebody who doesn't know the Russians like you
actually,
do.
Actually, it was...
Trump actually lost. That's what we're in here talking about.
No, actually,
here we are less than 200 days into his president. Literally yesterday morning, they're talking about impeachment. This is supposed to be evergreen, so I wasn't going to do that. Because by the time some of you guys are watching this, he's already been impeached.
That's impossible.
Yeah, and the Seahawks got another Super Bowl. And Tehran is in sweating. So I get it. This really doesn't make sense. Are you sick?
I'm not sick.
Because I feel like whatever it is, I'm going to catch it. You know, I catch everything.
Because Tehran never gets sick.
I have a big spider bite inside of my thigh.
It came out of
I'm not sick. I'm telling you. I sat down and It really has to do every time I shower, even if when I'm about to perform, if I shower after basketball right before I'm on stage,
to do the cold water.
I start.
It's important.
She has a spider bite on the inside of her thigh. She think does. That we missed a moment for that. A
radioactive yeah. spider.
There you go. She let Peter Parker
hey,
go
maybe
down
it was
there.
Me.
Maybe it's the, yeah, every time. Look
Peter Parker up. Picked a pack of peppered pickles on your thigh.
Okay, what's the question you
okay. Peter Parker, Spider-Man,
okay.
nothing.
Okay,
nothing.
So,
else.
I got it. Radioactive
you,
spider.
You know what else you got? Hot. Condensation on your face.
So on the internet, everybody's all upset because Future and whoever the guy Sierra's having sex with
Russell.
Now.
Are you kidding
yeah.
me? The starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks?
I don't know his name. He's not that cute.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
New topic.
Yo, I
better not. This is not an evergreen topic.
That's simple. New topic. I'm a proud 12. She's not going to say that about my starting
yeah,
quarterback.
She's shut down.
No, it's not like she has
she's
all
dead.
Tens
she's
in her history.
She's on my
done.
Side of the
she
border.
She doesn't have dots in
done.
Her
and you can't send her over here, so I'm going to send her
she's done.
Yo, he might be a great football player.
Nope,
I don't know.
Yeah, he's a great man, too.
What else?
He might be. He seems like a really good care of that baby.
You better
he
have been dating
Boris
Kojo every single nigga you've dated.
You are negated by your glasses being steamed up.
Stop speaking to
me. Anyway.
You want the
trial
I'm not
going to
say that. It's,
I have a topic.
What do you have a topic?
So over the weekend, Monique did a show at the Apollo Theater in New York, New York.
Oh, wait, what?
How does everybody miss this?
Yes.
I missed it. Explain to me.
It doesn't matter.
Shoot. Okay, forget it now.
What?
Over the weekend? I didn't say what weekend or what
No,
month.
It doesn't matter. We don't just even do use this all the time anyway.
All right.
This is only this week's show.
Monique did a show and...
Monique did a show over a weekend.
I'm not even
going to
participate in this topic.
This is great.
And she said she has been blackballed.
Yeah.
Then she came back and said she's been... Oh, look at that.
Look, Monique's people called. Like, no,
thank
but who
you.
Did she beef with? She's beefing with people.
Doesn't matter. That says wrap up now.
But
wrap
that
up.
Means they don't want
wrap
us to say
up.
It.
No, they do.
And
no, they really want to
finish your
thought.
Exactly. My thought is,
who is
you
she
can
beefing
find
with?
Me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Mr. Nate Jackson. You can make it a part of yours. You always get the last word in here.
I literally
it's okay
forget.
To take one to the face.
I forget.
You have to whisper
boy.
It to you?
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Make steamy.
Who
yeah.
should be from?
Joelle?
Hey, I'm Joelle Monique. You can find me all over the internet at Joelle Monique and every week at blackgirlnerds.com. Every Wednesday at Schmo's Nose. And here on Thursdays doing Genius, Handmaiden's Tale, and Knife Hour.
Don't nice, forget Archer. Fridays. Don't Archer forget too. The Fridays. Your Miley Cyrus Fridays that you
need.
That you say.
So
you have the shirt.
Much.
You had a Miley Cyrus shirt.
Stay
you
on your silent table
tonight. Like, I don't know you.
I didn't know about the shirt. Hey, guys. You can find me on Kanisha's Comedy, every social media outlet. Tune in to SiriusXM, All Dev Digital, Everybody Digital. Look out for me over at Disney, and my own show is dropping, Kanisha vs. John Cena. So why don't you go ahead and check it out, guys?
So, Monique beef with Oprah,
boy,
Tyler
don't say
Perry,
your internet handle.
And Lee Daniels, which is crazy. So, yes,
him.
She got blackballed.
Yeah.
That's the three
follow
most
follow him at
I Am
Tyrod.
Three
most
the show.
People
Bomb.
In...
Headlines with headliners, guys.
I would hit you.
Only have a lot to say. If you want to talk to Ron or hear what else he's going to say, do it in the comments.
Bye.
Peace.
Bye.
I don't smell.
Do it in the comments.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.